As we begin to close the summer season down and look forward to autumn, it reflects the true season of change. We could look back at our summer and consider what we did, what we wanted to do but didn't, what we didn't want to do but had to, and, of course, the unexpected that nobody plans for, but we must respond to the events of change. In looking forward, we see the children and teens heading back to school and all that it entails for them, their parents, and the teachers. For many employees who were able to take some holiday time, it's back to work and scheduled routines trying to balance all their different responsibilities at work and at home. As we look at the weather forecast, we see a change from our incredible warm summer weather to the traditional fall weather, and we begin to change our clothing options. With the passing of Queen Elizabeth II after serving 70 incredible years on the throne, there is change with her eldest son Charles becoming King Charles III. All of these changes are traditional seasonal events and happenings which we are accustomed to, and in large part take for granted. For some of us, during this past summer we have seen our loved ones suffering with major health issues, several passing from life to death. This includes losing some passionate fellow believers and followers of Christ from the Fort St. John area, as they passed their time on earth to their reward for eternity in heaven with their Lord and the family of believers who have preceded them. Reflecting on the word change, it wasn't long ago that we attended funerals, but now it is the celebration of life. It was while attending celebration of life events this summer for a couple of fellow believers, who were veterans of their faith and walked with incredible passion and purpose in their love for Christ, that the baton of change and passion is being passed on to others. Interestingly, when we examine the New Testament scriptures, we read where Jesus teaches us to change and become like little children, and to do that we need to humble ourselves. He, of course, is referring to our faith and trust in Him, just as a child in normal circumstances has such an incredible faith. As adults, with all our so-called sophistication, pride, macho image, success, maturity, deep pain in our past, disbelief, it's hard for us to humble ourselves and yield in faith to Him. The good news for all of us is that He does not change as His love and forgiveness remain the same. In the Epistle of James, we read, "Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows." During this season of change, let us embrace the One whose love for us does not change. John Grady lives and writes in Fort St. John. Email your letters to editor@ahnfsj.ca.